This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Welcome to the Oz9 Trivia Contest, presented by Gated Galaxies, where four contestants will compete to see who can answer the most trivia questions about Oz9. The winner will receive a lifetime supply of Fugu chips. The losers will be flipped out the nearest airlock. Our first contestant is Corey Fouch from the Cast Junkie Discord server. He is an avid fan and supporter of indie podcasts and has listened to the entire Oz9 series over 20 times. Our next contestant is Brian, also known as Cool B on the Cast Junkie Discord server, and an avid fan of podcasts, including Oz9. Our third contestant is Jess. She's a high school teacher and is the voice of Cassie on Casting the Spectral Shade on the Happy-Go-Lucky podcast. And finally, our fourth contestant is Shannon Perry, the creator, author, and writer of Oz9. If anyone thinks that this is going to give her an unfair advantage, trust me, it really isn't. So, to let everyone know how this game is going to work, we're going to do a round-robin type question system so that I'll ask the first person a question. If they get it right, the next person will get the next question, and so on. If the person gets it wrong, the question will go on to the next person until everyone has had a chance to answer. So, without further ado, let's start with our first question. For Corey. Should I get this? There we go. And we were just talking about this one. This one is for Sarah Golding. Why the potato?
That'll have to go to the next person. I have.
In other words, why did Greg have the potato in his ear?
I don't remember.
Right, Brian.
I don't recall either.
Okay, Jess.
Because the scientists made him?
No, I'm afraid not. Shannon, do you remember why you wrote that?
Because I thought the word potato was funny. I honestly don't remember either. Was he trying to... No? I don't remember. Why?
Well, we're off to a roaring start here, aren't we? Greg was testing it as an alternative power source.
Oh, power source. That's right.
All right, oops. So next question goes back to Corey. Right, so that's one point for the host, by the way. So
brilliant.
Okay. All right, next question. Who was the first zombie on the Oz9?
Lady Lucretia Nibblebiscuit.
And her real name?
Oh my gosh.
Lucretia Neville Bigford.
Yes, correct. Either one was correct. I just wanted to say
real name. Okay.
Dang.
I can hear it in Colin's voice in my head, so.
All right, next question to Brian. Which ship never left Earth?
Oz 13.
That is correct, the Oz 13.
The lucky
one.
Is
that summer? As I said, some of these questions are easy, others are pretty hard. We haven't gotten to the really hard ones yet.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, great, and it's my turn. Thanks.
Yes! Next question for you. How much of Sweden was destroyed? Sorry, Sweden.
Two-thirds?
Oh. Yeah. Shannon, how much of...
One-third!
No.
Oh. Really?
Corey.
One-eighth.
One-eighth is correct.
Damn it. I was so sure.
Means next question goes to Brian.
Sorry, Sweden.
Okay, so, next question for Brian. Where did the narrator go to school?
I sadly don't recall.
Okay, so Jess, where did the narrator go to school?
Somewhere where they taught him to say avocado yogurt.
Probably, but it does have a name.
Don't remember.
Shannon, can you score your first point?
My first point? That is so pathetic. Okay, it's the Ron Howard Academy of Diction and Elocution?
No. Close, but no.
Nuts!
Corey.
All I know is that it has Ron Howard in it so somehow, but I'm lost. I know it's a long, long name.
It is the Ron Howard University of Exposition Sciences.
Oh, that's right. In my defense, Richard came up with that name.
And we can't see him on camera, but I'm sure he was sitting there going, I know, I know, I know. All right, so, Brian. Next question. What is Julie's last name?
Apparently my re-listen has failed me, because I'm drawing a blank.
It hasn't done terribly well for any of us. Well, I can't speak for the others, but me either.
To be perfectly honest, I was writing the questions as I was re-listening, so...
Stepping on board the Oz-9 is nothing if not a roll of the dice. So, if you're going to take that chance, at least have some really gorgeous, high-quality, unique RPG dice to roll with. Fan Roll by Metallic Dice Games have classic metallic dice sets, but also gemstones, acrylic, liquid core, and even a glow-in-the-dark option that's super cool and super handy when you can't find any night vision goggles. So many colors, materials, and designs to choose from. Plus, listeners to this show get 10% off your order. I'm guessing as a sort of consolation prize for listening to this show. Just use the code OZ9 at checkout. Get dice that are as unique as you and your character. Go now to fanrolldice.com and choose your dice, Space Monkeys, and get 10% off with code OZ9 at checkout.
This episode is brought to you by Shaker and Spoon. Captain's Log, Stardate... I don't know, there's like 140 stars within a mile of me, so we're going to skip that bit. We received a package today from a company called Shaker and Spoon, and Colin and Jesse are already face deep in the box. It has three recipes for creating cocktails, plus all the ingredients you need, minus the alcohol. As someone who's been gargling swamp hooch for the last how many forevers I've been up here, wow, we got the vodka brunch box. Each recipe makes 4 servings, and we've already had the blood and sage and the slow rush. So easy to make, even Greg the Zebra was tending bar, and the results were magnificent. If you're foolish enough to listen to this show, we've got an actual smart thing for you to do. $20 off any Link subscription if you go to shakerandspoon.com/oz9. Get a box delivered to your airlock each month and $20 off your subscription at shakerandspoon.com/OZ9. Enjoy, Space Monkeys. Captain out.
All right, Jess, do you know what Julie's last name is?
No. Apparently I didn't re-listen often enough.
All right, Shannon. What is Julie's last name?
Have I scored a point yet? I haven't.
No.
I want to say Morgan.
No, sorry.
Man.
And Corey, what is Julie's last name?
Saunders?
No.
No, okay.
Sorry, her last name is Montgomery.
I knew it was an M. Saunders would have been great. I love Jennifer Saunders. I should have done that. Next character.
Next character.
All right. Boy, my questions are harder than I thought they were going to be. Okay, Brian,
you really
back to
died.
You. Okay, and this one comes from our last bonus episode. What item, other than the curly whirlies, did Puck want before agreeing to leave the vending machine?
Of course, the curly whirlies are the one you tell me. You're already telling me.
Yeah. There was another item he wanted. What was it?
Coffee beans? Or chocolate-covered coffee beans?
No. Sorry.
No. But you're
Jess?
In the right. You're in the right area.
Jess.
I don't know. Curly whirlies are the one I know. I failed.
So is that a pass?
That's a pass.
Shannon.
All right. This one is for Diary of a Space Archivist, and it is gummy bears.
Correct. Shannon gets her first point.
And she just peeked out her microphone. Sorry.
You're doing the editing. What do we care? Okay, next question for Corey. Let's see. Ah! Remember when I said softball questions? Let's see if this one is easy as I thought. Which crew number are the nine Kampoops?
Seven.
Correct. They are crew number seven.
As soon as I said that, I was like, oh, wait a second, is it another number?
All right, Brian, next question for you. What song did Felonious sing in the tunnels?
Oh, shoot.
Don't know.
Jess.
I hate this game. I quit. I only got halfway through the... You Are My Sunshine. I'm just going to go for something.
No, afraid not. Shannon.
I hate this game. I want to quit. I'm trying to think. Because it was... Oh, shoot. I can hear Kevin's voice. What are you singing? Oh, it's going to drive me... Yeah, that's going to really bug me when you tell me the answer, too. All right. Go ahead.
Okay.
Corey.
Nope. No.
I really didn't think that one would be that hard. Beautiful Dreamer.
That's...
Ah!
I knew that.
Beautiful dreamer.
Yes.
Break on me.
That's right.
Yes.
Oh. All right. Brian, back to you, since no one got that one right. Which kind of surprises me, but okay. What does murder stand for?
Oh, that's hard.
On the plus side, I don't feel so bad that I'm not recalling these now. And this is another one I don't recall.
Because it's MRDR.
So are you passing, Brian?
I did.
Okay. Jess?
I can't remember. I pass.
Shannon.
Do I get half a point for some of the words? It's modified dosage. There's an R next. MR. Dosage regimen. I can't remember the other R. Corey, do you have the other R? Can I phone a friend? Oh. I'll pass. I only got three. I can't remember the other R.
I don't think it's resuscitation. That just sounds modified resuscitation. No, I don't know.
Well, Shannon was close. Modified release dosage regimen.
Release,
yes.
Well, the object of this game is not to score points, by the way, because this is the Oz 9.
Remember, if you all score the same, you all get whipped, so, you know, hey.
Now, do we also all get the Fugo chips?
I'm not sure which of these is worse, a fast death or a slow one.
All right. Brian, back to you again, because, again, no one got it right. And this one might go the same way. How many complete crews are there on Oz ships?
Oh, man.
14?
No. Jess?
42.
Close, but no.
It's a very smart answer, knowing me.
Shannon?
I thought it was like 250.
No, sorry.
And I didn't even get a close, so.
Corey?
45.
Closer still. The answer is 47. 47 complete crews.
47.
Where did I come up with 47? Like, that's so random.
Same place you came up with all your other numbers.
I was going to say.
Which I then immediately flushed, clearly.
Okay, Brian again. Wow, these questions are harder than I thought. Okay.
When do we get to the softballs, I'm asking myself?
Right.
Well, Corey got it. What is Ben's last name?
I'm going to have to pass again, but for the record, the questions are easy. It's the answers that are hard.
Well played.
All right, Jess?
The same as Julie's?
No, sorry.
Worth a shot.
Shannon?
I'm going with Morgan on this one, because one of them's a Morgan, right? No?
No.
Okay, Corey. Nobody's a Morgan.
No. It's just...
It does start with an M.
Oh, of course it does.
But it's Marshall.
Marshall.
Ben Marshall and Julie Montgomery. Okay, Brian again.
Brian's like, somebody get this right and get me off the hot seat.
Okay. This one should be easy. What is the name of Souther's favorite plant?
Gertrude?
Close enough, Gertie.
There you go. Nice.
Gertie is a short for Gertrude, so yeah.
Very nice.
Woo! Off the hot seat, bud. Jess, you're
okay.
On.
Jess. Next question's for Jess.
No.
Oh, there's another easy one. What is Horace McRory's nickname?
Horrible.
Correct.
Yes!
Woo!
Very nice.
First
We're
point for
roll.
Jess, by the way. Okay, Shannon. That brings you to the hot seat.
End of the roll.
What is Madeline's last name?
Marks.
Correct.
Woo!
It's only ever mentioned once, and it's in season one.
Yep.
That's right. She is the missing Mark's sister.
Okay,
not
Corey.
The same.
I was wondering how it's spelled. I spelled it M-A-R-X. I didn't know if it was M-A-R-K-S.
I don't know. I'll check her driver's license.
Okay, Corey. What is Colin's real name?
Hmm.
totally drawn blank. Oh, it's Horace McCrory.
Yes, correct.
Okay. I thought this just happened, but it can't be that easy.
They're randomly drawn, so yes, it can be that easy. Right.
If I would have missed that, I just would have left.
All right, back to Brian.
Hello, hot seat, my old friend.
All right.
Why? Known Simon and Garfunkel song.
Okay. Why did Matt get left behind?
He was in the porta potty.
Right, he had to pee, correct.
So good.
Extra point to Corey.
Right. All right. Jess. What wing is Podbay 78?
Are you kidding me right now? The east wing.
No.
It's a number, isn't it?
No.
It's probably a fancy fashion brand.
Oh.
But
I still don't know.
Yes, it is a fancy fashion brand, as are all the pod base. But now that brings us to Shannon. What is it?
The only one I can remember is the Dolce & Gabbana. Right.
Yep.
And it's not the Dolce & Gabbana.
It's not. These are the things I look up on the internet as I'm writing and then promptly, like, forget. And
yeah. Isn't that what the internet's for?
Right?
Nope. Nope.
All right, Brian?
Gucci?
No, better than the other three guesses, but no, is it the Bottega Veneta wing?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah, forget that. No.
Remember, it was the tour guide who told you this.
Oh, gosh.
Anybody can be a tour guide.
Yeah, I was going to say.
All right, Jess. Yes, you're
Richard's
lucky.
Clapping upstairs.
I asked Shannon if she wanted me to do the show in my tour guide voice, because I actually call it my game show host voice. But she said no, so you're all lucky.
You'd be amazed at how fast and how loudly I said no.
All right. Jess, this one's a little tricky. What is the sniper's name in French Lick?
Larry Bird.
Oh, no. That would have been so good. Damn.
Afraid not.
I'm going to start consulting you guys when I need help with character names. That would have been brilliant.
Shannon?
Charlie?
Fulling?
Lucky Charlie?
No, I will give it to you. It's Wild Eye Charlie.
Wild.
It is Charlie.
Perfect name for a sniper.
All right. Next to Corey. Welcome to the hot seat again.
All right.
What job does Colin say his parents do in his cover story?
Chimney sweeps.
Correct.
It was a very odd childhood.
You know how hard it is to get that martini down a chimney?
Well, if anyone can do it, Colin can.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. Brian, next question is to you. What form of assassination did the armadillo use that Glenda James called inspired?
Something involving alpacas.
No. Jess.
Nope, I'm just gonna pass. I got nothing.
Okay, Shannon?
Same. I don't have any clue.
And you wrote it. Corey?
No, the only thing I recall about the armadillo is him with all the long, elaborate metaphors. So, no.
All right, so the answer is castor oil and lady fingers.
Oh, ew. That is just gross. Who wrote that?
All right. Back to Brian. What was Colin's first body part to appear?
Left ear?
No. Jess?
I remember he had an incident with a cheek. The butt cheek. But I don't think that was the first. Just the most memorable.
Gosh. No, it was not his butt cheek. Shannon?
All right, I think it was his nose?
No. Cork.
His lips.
No.
Shannon stole my answer.
Oh,
finger.
That's right. Why did I not guess that? Of course it was.
All right, Brian again. I think these people just like to not answer questions so you can be on the hot seat.
That's tough but fair.
That's exactly what's happening. I'm definitely missing everything on purpose just to torture Brian.
All right. By the way, I should have mentioned this before. Since we have three characters named Glinda, it's either Glinda McRory, Glinda James, the real version of the Albatross, or the Albatross, the duplicate on the ship. So...
makes perfect sense.
I'm already confused.
Yep. So, and I ask that because the question is, for Brian, whose arm did Glinda James use to escape the G2 freezer?
I know it was another assassin, I think. Could have been the scientist, but I think it was the armadillo?
No. Jess?
She smacked me with it.
That's right. Jess was on the receiving end of that.
Yes, she was.
Ow. Arm.
You do that voice so well, and it makes me just like cringe inwardly when I hear it, but it's so well done.
Oh my god. I think it was the octopus guy. I don't remember his name. No. I have no clue.
You are extremely close, though.
Yes, extremely close. Shannon.
I should pass on this one because I know the answer because my cousin played this part. It's the giant squid. And notice that I'm not passing because I want the damn point.
Squid, octopus. You was close.
Yes, you were very close.
Thank you, Travis.
That was my suggestion.
That's right.
All right. Corey.
Yeah.
We got Brian off the hot seat.
For now.
Right.
What is Howard's password?
No clue.
No clue? All right, Brian.
Tweedledum 9?
Correct.
Nice.
Darn it. I was hoping that would get all the way to me. I
know
that.
I know this one.
All right, Jess. Maybe you'll get lucky and this will be an easy one.
Tokyo.
Maybe.
Well done, Brian, by the way.
All right. Who is the AI on the 644?
Sounds like it's a jolly holiday. Oh, crap. Just listen to this one.
And remember, it's not Jesse's ship.
But I thought they were all what's-his-face except for Olivia. Well, then crap,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, that's kind of a plot hole. Talk to Kevin later.
You can cut that out later. Pass.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, Jasper passes. Shannon.
I think it's Basil Fawlty.
Correct, it is Basil
Fawlty. Yay! Did you know that, Corey?
Nope.
Well, let's see what Corey does get now, since it is now his turn for a question. What is Howard's pet name for Emily?
Deer.
No.
Or is that the other way around? Dang it. No.
The way around. Brian.
Tater Tot?
Correct. It is Tater Tot. Jess is going, why didn't I get that one?
You guys, hearing Eric say it is one of the funniest things ever. Because you know he's just craving a whole plate of tater tots as he says it every single time.
All right, Jess. Your question. What is Le Bichon Frise's real name? Oh. And I will give credit for a half-right answer.
No, I've just decided to go completely blank today, and you will only be getting sarcastic answers from me from now on. NyQuil Day nasal spray. I'm out.
That's brilliant.
No. Okay, good seriously, name, points for that, though. That was great.
Shannon.
Corey, do you know it? Because if you don't, I think I do.
Go for it.
Alphonse Le Sauvage.
Correct, it is. Yes. Alphonse Le Sauvage.
And that's, I just looked that up recently.
Let's see, I just hear that in Souther's voice. Whatever, savage.
That's right.
All right, and Corey. What was Le Bichon Frise's mother? I'm sorry, who was Le Bichon Frise's mother?
Oh, wow, you did go obscure.
I was going to say, I didn't even, I wasn't even aware that was addressed, so I don't know.
Okay. Ryan?
I know it was another assassin. His father was a teacher, and no one complained more than once, but I don't remember her name.
That's right.
That's impressive.
That's really
he does have all that correct, yes. But, yes. Can't remember the name.
Correct.
Okay. Jessica.
The corgi.
It is a dog, but not the corgi. Sorry. Shannon.
It's a dog?
Yes.
See, at least I remembered that much.
The dachshund.
No, it is the greyhound.
The greyhound.
Oh, she actually got a cool name.
Back to Corey.
Because this is going so well.
Let's see.
The object is not to get these right, you know that.
All right. So, this one goes back to the first crossover slash bonus episode. Or maybe the second bonus episode. I'm losing my track of which one was where. But it was the first crossover episode. How long has it been since C4D7 has had a Siggy when he ended up on the Oz9?
Oh, jeez. You are evil. I should have. No wonder I made you one of the bad guys. Clearly in your blood.
No clue.
Gosh. Ryan?
18 hours?
No. Jess?
42 hours.
No.
It's been some very Shannon. Long number of light years, but I have no idea how many.
One hazard a guess?
7.
It is light years, but it is not 7. It's 14,000 light years.
I should be building my Wikipedia page when you're doing this.
Right. Like, thanks for making me say astrophysicist. Appreciate that.
Where did Jesse get the nickname Stainmaker?
I should know this because I can hear that whole conversation, but I can't recall it. Nope. Go for it, Brian.
Okay, Brian.
Captain's College?
No. Jess.
Good guess, though.
But I was going to say Captain's School, so that's... I don't know.
They're passing.
I am. Mad Pants, what do you got?
I got nothing. I can remember the reason, but... I think I remember the reason. But I don't remember who dubbed her Stainmaker. Was it?
That's
was
the
it,
reason we're looking for.
Oh, well, she was a bedwetter. Oh no! Oh damn! No.
The answer.
It's the reason she quit gymnastics, isn't it?
She peed herself during a gymnastics floor routine when she was 11.
Gosh.
Corey, you're just like melting.
Well, he remembers all the answers after them, yes. After the fact, you know, which is always the harsh thing.
When you're out there doing it on your own, it's no big deal. You just pop them off, but when right. The pressure's on, exactly. You're in a headlights time. Oh. All right, Corey.
Yeah.
What did Donna once kiss?
What was that? What did Donna...
Could you repeat the question? I didn't hear it.
What did Donna once kiss?
If you guys could hear Richard laughing, then I agree.
I could.
I'm giving Richard entertainment.
Our audience of one is enjoying this thoroughly.
Okay, Brian, what did Donna once kiss?
A giraffe?
No. Jess?
A frog?
No. Shannon?
Matt?
No, she wishes she'd kiss Matt. No. The answer is the Kingston Rune Stone.
Oh, of course. I would not have been able to come up with the name, but...
But you did right. Come up with the name.
Well, no, it's actually a real thing. Yeah. You don't kiss it. At least I don't think you do.
No, but Donna certainly would have. So. Yes. All right, back to Corey again.
The look of skepticism is killing me.
What assassin name did the albatross give to Madeline at the assassin's holiday dinner?
Nope. Super fan.
I don't know any of these. I don't even remember them. Like,
all right, Brian?
Gerbil?
Correct, it was.
Oh.
Well done.
Nice. Nice. Well, very well done.
Finally, someone got one right.
Yeah, I think that one was inspired by Oblivity, because they have the cyber gerbil.
Yes.
Yeah. I love that show.
Okay, Jess.
Pass.
I'm sorry.
I saw the line. Pass.
Who was the Minnesota serial killer Donna talks about? Yes, Minnesota is in airports.
Yeah, no, pass. Pass. I got
pass. No.
Corey?
Corey's cheating.
Corey's yeah.
It's readily apparent. Not pass.
Ryan.
The moose.
No. Thomas Simpson.
Simpson.
He wasn't technically a Minnesotan, but...
That's right, because it wasn't a state yet.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm calling foul on these questions.
No joke.
Hey, you asked the wrong person if you wanted easy questions.
I guess. I was expecting things like, what color is the ship inside?
All right, Jess. Again, how does Olivia refer to the albatross?
When? I don't know.
When they were trying, I will give you a hint, when they were trying to determine robot or human for the two assassins.
Nope, I can't even come up with a sarcastic answer this time.
All right, Shannon?
All I can think of is Big Bird. And I don't even think it was Olivia that said it.
No, it was not. Corey? Mm.
I can literally hear the conversation playing in Corey's head, and he's going to get there. Like the audio version of an eidetic memory. Yes. There.
You'd think. So, no, it's not. It's not the librarian, the school, high school librarian, because that's Leith that says that, so I don't know.
Ryan?
I don't recall either, and like Jess, I can't even think of anything snarky.
Oh, man.
I mean, they call Scottish a lot.
Nothing. Yeah.
The Terminator in a pencil skirt.
Oh. God, no, she's the Terminator in a pencil skirt.
Yes.
June actually used that on her Twitter profile because she liked it so much.
Jess again. What agency does Mrs. Sheffield work for?
No, I'm tapped out. I'm broken. Well,
you broke her.
My brain got flipped a while back, apparently. It's like I've never heard of this show. What are we on? I don't. What shirt am I wearing? I have no clue what's going on.
It's Wooden Overcoats is the name of the show.
So. Where am I? Who am I?
Can we start teaming up on these? Maybe we should do better as a group. Okay, I think it's me, and I know the number, but now I can't remember the agency. So what
just
is
the number is what we're looking for?
18, isn't it? No.
What comes before that?
That's the part I can't remember. It's James Bond works for what? Who? Who does James Bond work for? MI?
MI-18? Yes.
That's
yes.
It. Ta-da.
Whereas I remembered the MI. I couldn't remember which number.
This is why we need to team up now.
Right. I believe MI is... unfortunately, we don't have Sarah here.
Military intelligence.
I believe so. I believe
okay.
That's what it is.
New show. Not everyone Mission versus Boston. Kevin. Let's go.
Yes. All right.
All right, okay. Richard, unmute. Let's go. Come on.
Well, that brings us to Corey. Yeah, I don't think anyone's going to get this one either. Okay.
All right, I'm voting we go teams. Can we go teams? I'm voting we go teams against Kevin.
I want to be on Kevin's team. Two. He's clearly winning.
Okay. How many Hobies is Death at the Hands of LeBichon Frise rated?
Oh, good grief. Yeah, this is when calling your team isn't going to help mm-hmm. anyway.
If I keep saying 42, is it going to be right?
Maybe.
More than twice a day.
Well, it would be if Shannon were asking the question, so I'll tell you that right now.
I know that whole conversation. I can hear it, but I don't know.
And I'm trying to remember what Hobies even stands for.
It's
Hobart or something.
Yeah.
Right?
Was that even measured? I don't know.
Brian.
3.5?
No. Jess?
You know my answer, 42.
No, not 42. Shannon?
Okay, knowing me, I might have doubled it for 84.
Close, 94.
Ah, nuts. It was high.
How anyone can tell how many who's been killed can tell you how many.
Yes.
And I'm sure Richard was sitting there, that was my line, I know that! Okay, Corey. What school did Donna go to?
Oh, jeez.
And you can either give just the abbreviation or the full name, either way.
Yeah, because Pluto says it as well, or at least he says the abbreviation.
Pass.
Brian?
I can sort of recall the conversation, but not the actual answer, so pass.
Jess?
MSU.
That would have been the easy answer, but yeah. No.
Shannon.
It's the something community college continuing education something something. But I can only get pieces of it. It was a very long name.
Yes.
Minnetonka. Yes, right. Minnetonka Community College. Adult and continuing education something? Oh, bail me out, people. I don't know.
You're one word away from it. Last word.
Department. I don't know. I give up.
Close. Minnetonka Community College Adult Continuing Education Center.
Center.
M-C-C-A-C-E-C.
Yes.
God. Oh, yes, of course, that.
Yeah, that place, well known.
That thing they said once. Right.
This is trivia.
I know I should have been sleeping with this podcast on just every night. Right. Letting it loop, letting it absorb. Yeah.
Yep.
Next time we get Bonnie to ask the questions. Or write them.
Yeah. Okay, Corey again. What is Spotty Bosch's real name?
Does he have a real name?
Well, we...
I mean, did we say a real name?
Yes, once.
Once.
Well, technically more than that if you count how many times he was called a nickname version of it by Southers.
No.
It was the bonus episode that Eric and I did along.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But no.
Nope. Can I just pre-pass?
Are you passing?
Yes.
Okay, Ryan?
Well, now it might be Goo, but I don't remember what his original name was.
Ooh. Yeah, now it's windshield wiper fluid. That's right. You.
Are you passing, Brian?
I am.
Okay, Jess, do you remember?
Google says it looks like there aren't many great matches for your search, so yeah, I guess I do.
I am offended, Google.
I thought I'd try. I mean, you know, why not? But yeah, no, I got nothing.
Nope, I got nothing.
Lord Bertram.
So what does Southers call him?
Birdie.
Birdie.
Yeah.
He keeps calling him Birdie throughout the episode. Okay.
Sounds like a Southers thing to do.
Yeah, for
sounds
sure.
Sounds a lot like it.
Birdie.
Birdie?
Oh, man, how many dead goldfish are in that bag? Because I feel like that's what you're drawing out of there.
I didn't think they'd be this hard.
Seriously? What is Spotty Bosch's real name?
Well, I mean, I knew there were going to be some hard, but some of these, you're missing ones, and I thought, Evan will get this. What do you mean you don't know?
This is going to get released, and your Twitter's just going to blow up with, I knew all those answers, I should have been on there.
I mean, yeah. The Oz 13, I know there's two guys in the Oz 13 who don't wear pants, and they make s'mores, and they do know things.
Right, those are the things I remember.
Okay, back to Corey. What kind of shoes does Tiberius wear?
Oh, jeez. Oh, actually, I might know this one. I might.
I have the full designer's name, but you only need the one. It's
you only need one word, right?
No. Because Southers wears the Ferragamos, but that's not. Oh. I'll pass.
Damn it, that was what I was going to say.
Is it wingtips?
No. Jess?
I'm going to go with Nikes.
No. Shannon?
I was going to say Ferragamos.
You want to?
Is it right?
Yes, it is.
Seriously, I use the same one?
Yep. Salvatore Ferragamos. They don't even have tassels.
It's Default point.
All right, Corey again.
Yeah.
Geez, Shannon, you're actually doing a lot better than I thought you would.
All right, that's it, Richard.
Shannon, I suspect you're doing a lot better than you thought you would. All right. What is the name of the resort in French Lick?
Who are you asking? That's, I'm sorry, I lost track.
That'd be Corey.
That's me. Okay. Because, you know, I can't answer them, right? So nobody else can be on the hot seat.
You are so kind. Thank you. Bless
we
you.
Appreciate your sacrifice.
Seriously.
Shoot. Don't know.
Brian?
I'm passing.
Jess?
Pluto's Pleasure Palace.
No, unfortunately.
Yeah, from now on, though. Is it just French Lick Springs?
No.
No.
The Showertorium. Oh,
man. The Showertorium.
Have we even mentioned that yet?
Yes. Because Joe goes to the Showertorium, and that's when Mrs. Sheffield mentions that there's more to Joe than you know, or implies it.
Oh. Oh, good. Okay.
It's a season 3 thing, so yeah.
Jeez, that's
yes,
why.
It has been mentioned that the name of it is the Showertorium.
Excellent. Well, good. That sets me up for next time.
So apparently I've asked a question that's going to become much more well-known later on.
Hit me.
Okay.
Oh, poor Corey. You really need to give him a softball and get him off the hot seat.
I'm sorry. I really am.
We just need to define what a softball is for Kevin in advance next time.
I'll be deleting my Twitter after this.
Don't you dare.
What is Glenda McRory's maiden name?
So that's Horace's wife.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It's Corey.
I know, but I'm trying to remember if we ever said it.
Yes, we did. No. It was said once.
Once.
That's trivia. Useless information that nobody knows. That's trivia.
Clearly.
I have to tell you, Tim who plays Colin and the Richard who plays Leet and I all went to a Buffy trivia night thinking we know our Buffy, and we just got slaughtered. Like, it was, yeah, so.
Pass.
Brian.
Pass.
Jess.
North.
No.
I'm going to go for an obscure Wizard of Oz reference, no?
Yeah, excellent.
Nope.
I don't know either. I don't remember that we ever said that what her maiden name is. What is it?
It was Glenda Murkowski McRory.
Murkowski.
When we find out that she's supposedly in the pod bay 78 in one of the stasis goo pods.
Oh, oops.
Supposedly. Huh. But considering she's apparently faked her death, God knows where she really was.
Right.
That's okay. Thank you for smoothing over that little plot hole. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, Corey.
Yeah.
What?
Corey's complete defeatist attitude is killing me. Yep. Just. Sling another arrow. I got room right here in the left shoulder.
What online course did Mrs. Sheffield take?
Oh, my God. Online course.
I don't know.
Oh. All right. Is this the conversation with not Von Helsing, Van Habesetzer in the Italian restaurant?
No.
No.
Go for it, Brian.
Right. Accents for fun and profit?
Close, but no.
Yeah, he is close. I'd give him a half a point for that.
No, let's just give him the point.
Yeah, seriously. Jessica, do you know?
Well, apparently it's something to do with accents. I was going to go with shorthand, so obviously no, I don't know.
He's right. It has something to do with feigning accents or dialects or foreign languages or something.
I do remember it, but I don't remember it.
Yeah, go ahead, Kev.
She took a course in plausible fluency.
Plausible.
That's right, plausible fluency.
I'm really sorry. I didn't think these questions would be this far. It's
funny. No, I don't think that one was. We're just so beaten down at this point.
You're just beaten.
Just keep getting kicked while we're...
I'm just sitting here going... Bim, 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 bim,
bim. This question might be a little bit tricky because I couldn't figure out any way other than, say, the episode number that it came in.
This
so.
One might be tricky?
Yes, seriously.
As opposed to all the others?
Oh, now we're
getting
tricky
for a different reason. Tricky for a different reason. Okay. So, Corey, what was supposed to be in the cargo hold that the 778 is locked in episode 10 and a half?
Like food and supplies and things like that.
No.
No.
Oh, come on. It's got to be right.
Brian?
Curly whirlies?
No. Jess.
Terraforming supplies?
Oh.
No. Good guess, but no.
Good guess.
Shannon.
What's left? Leeds shirts.
No. Weapons, armory, and spare fuel cell storage.
Oh, jeez.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. Oh. Oh, yes. Yes. Now I remember. Hey, Corey, guess what?
Yeah.
I was going to edit this to just the right answers. But
that's going to be the shortest episode ever.
Let's see. That many questions. This many points.
We have a 5% success right here.
Okay.
Better than the all-time ships.
Yeah, seriously.
Where do Ben and Julie live? Looking for town and state.
No, of course you are.
How about state? Let's go with state.
If you can get the state,
how about country?
Planet? It is Indiana, isn't it?
Do you have a guess on the town?
French Lake.
No. You get it because it is Indiana, but it was Greentown, Indiana,
Greentown,
which is about 3 hours from French Lake because I looked it up because I was curious.
So there actually is a Greentown. I must
yes.
have looked that up at some point. Good for
I
you.
I figured you did, yes.
I think I was basing it off something Ray Bradbury. But I'm trying to remember now. It had something to do with Ray Bradbury, but anyway.
Maybe where he's from. I'm not sure.
I can't remember.
Okay, that means we move to Brian for the first question.
Corey's so happy right now.
I'm really sorry. I didn't think this would be that hard.
It's so great.
Poor Kevin is just like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, Brian. What is Spotty Bosch's dog's name?
Oh,
Fred.
Okay, no. I heard a Discord boop. Who's got Discord up? Oh, that would be me.
Jess.
It's a Bichon Frise, isn't it?
It is, but what's its name?
Glinda, apparently you like that name.
42?
It is not Glinda. Shannon.
She got the breed right, at least. I don't know. Spot?
No.
Please tell me I was more original than that.
Corey.
Fluffy.
No.
No, I think I remember it now.
What do you think?
Can I answer for not the point? Cuddles?
Yes.
Sure, you can answer. What?
Oh, that's right.
Cuddles?
What? There's the catch. It's Cuddles when Southers has it. When it was Spotty Bosch's dog, it was Waggles.
Oh.
I'm guessing Southers changed the name as one.
He gets a point for that.
Spotty.
Okay, I kind of forgot that that was his dog first. Oops. Man. I need to bump up my omega-3s, clearly.
Hey, you just need to have one job. So that's a problem when you have an outside job in this job. You tend to go, what was I doing now?
Yeah, really.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to go with that. That's I like that word.
All right, Brian. Sorry again. What program did Madeline mess with to be labeled a serial killer?
The communication program.
No.
I didn't think so.
It's close, but it's,
yeah.
It was the communication part of this program. Jess.
They were out there, they were in the desert, and then they started to panic, and they all went wild, and I don't remember. That's all I know.
You at least know what the program was. You just can't remember the name. And I have to admit, I had to go back a couple times and re-listen to it to remember the name. So, this was one of the ones I thought, well, they'll get a lot of the others right, and this will be one of the hard ones. And why was I wrong?
Is it me?
Yes, it's you, Shannon.
Oh, okay. It's something to do with a biodome, but that's all I remember, and I'm sure that's not the official name.
No, that is not the official name.
Nerds.
But you are right. This had to do with the biodome. Corey.
Nope.
The Helios Cascade Program.
Oh, jeez.
Season one stuff. I mean, it's way back there.
Yeah.
And, no, I really haven't gotten to the one that I really figured nobody would get. I've gone through a lot of questions I figured would be gotten. Mm-hmm. So.
No, they got us.
Yeah.
Okay, Ryan again. I will give you, this one will be worth 2 points, so you can answer and get one of them right and get a point, and then someone else can get the other one. So, or you can get them both, your choice. What ships met their end due to the Oz-9 flipping liquefied passengers?
The 864?
Nope, that wasn't one. Do you have another guess?
I'm apparently going to choose to not get any points for this one.
Okay. Jess.
Oh, I think we all know what my answer is. The 42.
Kind of close, but not quite.
642? 842?
Yes.
Wait, yes?
642. Do you want to have a guess for the other ship?
No, because I just got straight lucky on that one. I'll take my point and run it.
Shannon, do you remember the other ship?
No, but I love the fact that there were only 400 ships, and one of them is named the 642, so... And the 6748, for that matter.
And the 644.
Mm-hmm.
And the other ship that's coming up.
Oh, jeez.
I have
so
no
idea. So in other
idea,
words, it's higher than 400.
The 11. No.
Yes, because 11 is higher than 400.
I didn't know you. Oh, stop. I quit. Pass.
Corey, do you remember the other ship?
Nope.
The other ship was the 1909.
1909.
The 642 got stuff on its windshield and swerved into the 1909, taking them both down.
See, this is the stuff. If you ask me what happened to the ships that were right behind us, maybe we could have answered.
Well, I did. But you didn't know which ones were.
Hey, I knew one of them.
You did.
I definitely... 42 was finally right somewhere. I feel great about life right now.
Okay. Back to Brian. What was the only part of Matt's... the only part of Matt that didn't burn?
His hair?
No. Jess.
His chin.
Correct. Got nice. It right. Yay. It was his chin.
Nice.
Too chiseled to burn. That was the name of the episode, too. So. All right, that put Shannon on the hot seat.
Oh, nerds.
Welcome to the fun.
All right. What item does Spotty Bosch plan to invent on the new planet?
Oh. The zipper?
No. Corey.
Pass.
Ryan?
Gin and tonic?
Good guess, but no. And Jess.
Zebras.
No. Spotty Bosch says, I could invent gauchos.
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 Yes.
That's right.
Oh, God. So wrong.
So wrong.
I love the way your brain works, though, Shannon. It's if this has shown me anything, it's that we can expect whatever from you.
Right.
It'll be wonderful. And great.
Apologies in advance. And can... behind.
And now, Shannon, your question again. And you might actually get this one.
Okay.
What was Captain Jesse's mustard made from?
Oh. Captain Jesse's mustard. Oh, it was some sort of yellow flower. Something yellow. Marigolds?
No.
Damn it.
Corey.
I'm just going to eat the rest of my breakfast.
Tulips.
No. Brian?
Something from the bioswamp that's probably not safe for human consumption, but still safer than the sandwiches, but I don't know what. So pass.
Totally worth the point, though.
Jess?
Yeah, I was still going to just say something from the bioswamp. So, yeah, I got nothing.
It is correct. It is from bioswamp. It was yellow flag iris.
Flag iris. That's right. It's like a mild paralytic or something. I think.
I knew that.
So it's like still safer than the sandwiches.
Yep. Corey, you actually knew that one?
No.
No.
All right. Here we go to Shannon again.
Oh. This is painful.
What did Mrs. Sheffield call the guard in the tunnels?
Oh. This is Scotty's...
Right.
Scotty was so good at this part, too. He was so funny.
And he had fun with it.
Oh, man. He literally threw himself off the chair he was recording on when he got eaten by the plant. Oops, spoiler alert. Oh. What did she call him? I can't remember. But it was alluding to the fact that he was probably not going to survive, I think. Nope, I got it. I don't got it.
Corey?
Nope.
Okay, Brian?
I don't know, but that assignment cost him an arm and a leg. But I don't know his name. What you call him.
And Jess?
Red shirt or bait?
No, but those would both be good questions, good guesses.
Yeah, those are excellent guesses.
Guard 72.
Guard 72.
Did you name it the guard that, or is that something Sarah just sort of came up with on her own? I can't remember.
It might have been something Sarah came up on her own. She's good at that. I don't remember.
Yeah. Thanks, Sarah.
Sarah Golding. Huh?
Thanks, Sarah.
Yeah, seriously. Thanks. Happy birthday. We are recording this on her birthday, by the way.
Yes. So, yes. Happy birthday, Sarah. So, it's Shannon again.
No! Okay.
This one's not too hard. How many resting guests were launched on all the Oz ships?
Oh, sorry, Corey. You're back in the hot seat, dude. 50,000? Per ship.
That's per ship.
Oh, how no, no. Oh, 50,000 times 400 is... Oh, come on. Richard, a little louder, please. He's all the way upstairs. I can hear him mumbling something up there. He yelled, English major.
Hey.
Okay, who's got it? Somebody with a calculator or a brain. All right, Corey, go for it.
20 million, wasn't it?
Yes, it was okay. 20 million. Correct.
Okay, I was going to say 2 million, so I'm glad I didn't embarrass myself more. No, there okay. really wasn't more, was there? Never mind.
All right, Brian again. My only problem is unfolding these things and straightening them out and reading them again. This is one another one that was once you had to be listening really closely. What year was the YouTube video to disarm the apocalypse device made?
2213?
No.
Good guess, though.
Yeah, good guess, but no. Jess?
2242.
Sorry, what was that, Jess?
It was nothing. I got nothing. Okay.
You got nothing?
Go for it, Shannon. Come on.
Okay, Shannon?
I remember it was John Faley who said it, because he's our music person, and he was playing that character. But what the year was, I don't know. Corey?
2135.
No. But you were closer.
I was going to say, he's got to be pretty close.
The year is 2142. Right. The year that the video was made was 42 years ago.
Dang it.
2100.
What was the character's name? Do you remember?
YouTube guy is all.
YouTube guy, yeah.
Yeah.
Like Chad or something. Chad. I can't remember.
Yeah. I think it was Chad, yeah. Okay, Brian again.
Oh, Richard's yelling it. Say again. Brandon the YouTube.
Brandon,
guy.
That's right. Yeah.
He's on the Zoom. He could just unmute.
Fair enough. Instead, our neighbors are enjoying these random words right. being shouted up and down the staircase.
Okay, Brian. And yes, this one's probably a little tricky. Don't hate me.
I prefer that to when what? You say, oh, this one's easy, because then I'm like, no, it's not.
Yeah, that's true. It's more embarrassing when he's like, oh, everybody will get this one, and we're all like,
Okay, Brian. What is the albatross's password?
42. And pass.
Stealing my answers.
No. Jess.
Pass.
Shannon.
Now, I actually know this one, but I'm going to ask Corey if he knows it first. Okay. I think I know it, but the funny story behind this one is it's actually a Scottish football team, soccer team, right? Is it Greenock Morton or Glenock Morton? Greenock Morton.
Greenock.
Greenock yeah. Morton. And the funny thing was that not long after that episode went out, there was a tweet from some random guy who's like, said something along the lines of, that face when you hear your home football team is a password on Oz 9.
That's awesome.
Whoa! Yeah, that's just one of those random things I looked up on the internet. It's some small town in Scotland, so yeah. Oh, small child goes running by up the stairs.
With a bat.
With a bat.
As you do.
Sounds like the Oz 9 to me.
Very accurate.
Actually, it'd be more accurate if it was a small child running upstairs with scissors. Then it would be the Oz 9.
Yeah. But,
or elite.
No, okay. No comment.
We aren't allowed pointy things on the Oz9.
Okay, Corey. Yeah. What year did Glenda James ask Argus to ensure that the Krug was?
Oh, the champagne or the wine or
yes.
Whatever. Wow. These are incredibly obscure questions.
Shoot. I have no idea.
Is it pass?
Yes.
Okay. Brian?
2074?
No. Jess?
2042.
No.
I'm nothing
Shannon.
If not consistent.
Consistency counts. I have no idea.
The year was 1975.
Yeah. It is actually supposed to be a good year for
a
that.
A normal year, of course.
I do my research.
We are getting down to the last of the questions. I'm sorry.
I've been torturing us for over an hour. I'm just saying.
Wait, this is torture?
Okay.
Right.
I'm enjoying myself.
Yes.
Okay, Corey. What asteroid belt did Colin pilot the Oz9 through?
Hint, it's the only one I've ever heard of.
I know it's the only one I've ever heard of, too, but I can't recall it.
Of course, because the pressure's on, dude.
Pass.
Ryan?
I'm going to pass.
Jess?
You're typing.
I don't think Google on my phone, so y'all don't know what I'm cheating. Thank you very much. I teach high school. You think I don't know how to cheat? Yeah, I can hear it in my head, and there's a disconnect between that and my mouth. So no.
Yeah. Okay. I think I know, but leave it to me to not do this right. Kuiper belt.
No.
Oh!
Okay, that's the one that I was thinking.
And it's not the belt everyone was thinking of.
Okay, good.
It's a lesser known phalangeal belt.
Phalangeal. Yes.
Because it's been known to kick people out of...
Kid.
I wonder if that's not a real thing, right?
That's not a real thing. You made that up. Yes.
I made that up.
And for anybody who doesn't know, phalanges are the names for your fingers and toes.
Right. But, okay, seriously, Corey, you're petting our dog. Like, that looks so much like our dog. That is funny. That's so cute. Sorry.
No, you're fine.
A little distracted, but there's a dog on Corey's camera, and it's incredibly cute and looks a lot like our dog.
It does. Really does. Okay, Corey again. Who is Glenda McRory's godfather?
I think you've... Has he already said the name once? I'm giving a hint.
Oh, audio is cutting out. I'm not hearing Corey.
Oh.
A lot of background noise. No, I'll pass.
Okay. Ryan?
Mr. Suthers?
No. Jess?
A hint. We've heard this name before, and I think Corey said it. The reason Colin hides in a closet at the very beginning.
Yeah, I'm just going to go with Vito Corleone.
Come on, Godfather. Shannon?
Neville Bickford?
Yes, Lord Neville. Yes. Neville Bickford.
That one I actually remember.
I didn't think that one would be that hard.
And here's some real trivia for you. Not that this hasn't been real trouble. The noise of Colin hiding in the closet, I think it's like episode 2 or 3, it's really early on. It's the one where Lady Nibblebiscuit is on the ship, and Colin goes to hide in a closet, and the sound he makes is the sound of our coffee pot lid.
Oh. Brilliant Foley work.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Corey. What is a hendecagist?
Oh. Somebody who studies the color yellow?
No.
Oh, that's what I was going to guess too.
Ryan.
Somebody who studies things in tens?
Ooh, close, no. Jess.
Someone who studies shapes?
No. Shannon.
They're all in the right episode.
Yep.
These are all scientists on Jesse's ship. Uh-huh. It's a number, right? Somebody who studies things with a certain number of sides? Come on, Kevin, give me a hell. Throw me a bone, dude. I'm going to say something to do with the number 8.
No.
Damn.
And when said numbers was close, an expert in the number 11.
11.
Well, your misery is almost at an end. We're down to our last two questions. This does mean that one of these is definitely going to be the hardest question that I wrote.
Fantastic.
That I thought was I wrote.
And it's this one.
Okay. Corey. What day of the week did the Oz ships launch?
Tuesday.
Was
Tuesday.
That? Correct. It was a Tuesday.
Well done. Yeah.
Okay, last question, and this one is pretty obscure because it hasn't come out, so I know what it is. So, for Brian, since Corey got the last one right.
Oh, that is just awful. Sorry, Brian.
Me.
What pod was Leet in?
The healing pod.
No. It's a number.
Twenty-four.
No. Jess?
Three.
Correct. It was pod number 3.
Yes!
Well done. That's amazing.
I'm surprised you got that.
Brilliant. Richard is clapping from upstairs, by the way. I can hear him.
So, at the end of 60 questions that were a lot harder than I thought they were going to be, Corey
if
has 8
If we totaled
20, points.
I'll be excited. Corey has 8, okay.
Brian has 6. Jess has 4. And the shocker of the day, Shannon has 10.
Hey!
And we did not get 20, did we?
28 total answers.
Almost 28.
28, and technically there were 61 points.
Oh, so we almost got half.
Oh, man.
Well done.
For the record, isn't any answer Shannon gives automatically canon, therefore right?
So she got all the answers right.
I think we're going with that. That was excruciating.
I really did not think those questions would be that hard.
Oh my goodness gracious. That was awesome. I feel like we've been through the war together. we're like trench pals now.
The hardest question that he thought he had was the last one. But it was guessed by the second person.
No, I didn't guess. I just re-listened to that episode.
I can hear it in my head. I can hear it. I really should wake up that
so
tech guy
Tuesday,
in Pod Bay 3.
And I was like, oh, that's fine. You know, I just restarted over, so I listened to all of them. And of course, I ADD'd right out of that. And I only made it through like the first 7 episodes. But it's,
That's so fun.
It's great.
Episode 1, Shannon, or Olivia asks, should I awaken the Ripley guy in part three?
Yes. That lovely IT person.
The lovely IT person. Yes.
I really should wake him up.
I actually was able to get my father-in-law to listen to like the first season, and he's like, that AI is really obsessed with that computer guy. I said yes.
I'm putting it mildly.
Right.
Wait, okay, what is the name of the other AI on Jesse's ship?
That's a Dick.
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 Dick, thank you.
Yeah, because he was named after Dick Van Dyke.
He was the Mary Poppins Dick as opposed to Dick Van Dyke ship.
Yes. I'm like, I'm sitting here going, it's a Jolly Olidary, and I can hear it, and I'm like, I can't even remember the actor's name, I can see his face. Oh, I was losing my mind this whole time trying to remember Dick Van Dyke's name.
Oh, poor Tim, he's like... He was so happy when we blew up the 6748. Spoiler alert, because he did not want to have to do that accent ever again.
Just like me with Matt.
Yeah, exactly. There were some mercy kills in there. Like, just put this actor out of this movie.
So good.
Eliminate this character. Oh, man. Did anybody else have any good trivia? I was trying to think of some trivia questions, and I really couldn't think of anything.
Nothing that good.
Seriously, mine would have been way too easy because, man, I clearly do not know how to pick trivia.
I was there going, waiting for a Howard one. I'm like, give me a Howard question. He's the uncle, and it didn't happen. I was waiting for my moment.
That's right. Whose uncle was Howard named after? Jessica's.
Yeah, that would be me.
I knew you.
Corey's looking at the game screen.
I knew you picked it. I just didn't know why.
That was my uncle's name. My dad almost cried when I told him.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, speaking of Howard, when the password question came up, it was like, okay, I know it's either Tweedledum or Tweedledee. Hopefully I picked the right one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how I had to go back and listen several times because I was like, which one is he? Is he D or dumb? I can't remember.
Howard still throws me off to this day because it's just, I still think of him as the other head.
Yeah. So does Eric. That's what's so funny is in the script we have Howard and we're all like sitting around waiting for him to say his line. Eric? Oh yeah, that's right, that's me. That happens
man.
Too. Oh, you guys are amazingly good sports. Please everybody send me, well, I think I have all of your email addresses because we let me know what shirt you would like because everybody's getting a shirt for participating in this episode, including Kevin. So just show me your shirt size and your preference from the T Public site.
Thank you.
Well, you guys That's are amazing awesome. And such good sports for being here. Thank
was,
you so much.
That was a lot of fun.
It was.
Yeah,
it's embarrassing fun.
Right. I know.
It's fine.
I'm not going to go cry for hours or anything.
Me and my 4 points.
Well, out of 60 questions, the person who wrote it got 10. So let's just remember. This is pretty brutal.
Man.
Oh, well, bless all your hearts. Thank you. You're awesome. And, if you recorded this, I will provide a Dropbox to drop them into so we can get this out.
I'll send mine to our teams.
Yes, please. Thank you. And Kevin, also send me your shirt preference and all that stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, everybody. I'll let you go and get on to your Saturdays.
Thank you.
But thank you so much. Happy
thank
New
you.
Year.
Thank you all.
Happy New Year.
Bye-bye.
Our thanks to Jessica, Corey, and Brian for playing. Many thanks to host Kevin Hall, who not only wrote 60 questions, he endured roughly 200 wrong answers. Oz9 Season 3 returns January 17th, 2021 with Episode 51. So until then, Space Monkeys, narrator out.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
This is Yanni, and welcome to Season 2 of Harlem Queen. Thank you for listening. The season picks up with the search for Michelle.
You are listening to the Floyd J. Calvin Program. And now, straight to the headlines. Manhattan debutante and socialite Michelle Mondesir has been kidnapped from her Connecticut boarding school. There is a tri-state search for Mademoiselle Mondesir, who is 15 years of age, Caucasian, and was last seen yesterday evening going to her dormitory.
Stephanie is frantic, and she risks all in order to find her missing daughter.
We will find Michelle. There are troopers all along the New Jersey and Pennsylvania highways.
That's not enough.
Madame Stephanie St. Clair posted a $10,000 reward for information that leads to the safe return of Ms. Mondesir.
You need to take down your reward, Stephanie.
I will not. Those no-good couples are already saying she's dead.
The connection between the debutante and the numbers queen is unclear.
And Stephanie still has to contend with Luciano and Schultz plotting to push her out of her own turf.
Word on the street is that it's Schultz.
Who cares about a lost colored girl?
This one is white. Fifth Avenue debutante, a lot of money, well connected. And I want to find out why Stephanie is so fixated on the girl. Stephanie is highly invested in her safe return.
What do you need me to do?
I need you to cheese it.
What about St. Clair?
You tried to clip her twice. Is she pushing up daisies? No. We're gonna get her another way.
Even Halstein is suspicious. Is he truly a friend or a foe?
She's putting herself behind the eight ball. There's something more there, and I need to find out. In the meantime, someone has to earn the money she's deciding not to earn.
You have no power in this case, Stephanie. In fact, you're a liability.
I will do everything in my power to get her home safe and sound.
Listen up for season two. Harlem Queen is a recipient of the Lower Manhattan Cultural Council's Creative Engagement Grant. And once we all get through this safe and sound, we will have a live radio show of Harlem Queen this fall. More episodes to come. Take good care and stay well.